to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
Our locating passage of scripture for today, John 4:35 to 38. You'll see it there in the yellow box. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest, but I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits. Both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants, another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you'll get together the harvest. And see here, friends, between two pretty radical interactions that highlight Jesus' love for humans. Firstly, Jesus meeting the painfully thirsty, marginalised woman at the well and introducing her to living water. And then Jesus healing the official nobleman's son while not even in his vicinity, he's 30 kilometres away. This healing takes place with one word. In between those two radical interactions, Jesus frames up some pretty specific teaching on evangelism in these few verses. Now, what I find quite humorous about this is this was in response to, Lord, aren't you hungry? In these few verses, Jesus, in his Jesus way, uses some agricultural currency to explain, no, actually, disciples, not only am I not hungry, even though I've worked a full day, because sharing the good news is all the nourishment I need. The working of sowing and harvesting seeds, that is souls, is always the most pressing, collaborative, compassionate, joy-bringing work above any earthly desire I may have or however hungry my belly may be. And so we could spend some time in all the theological morsels here in these few verses, but I just want to finish today with the front and centre blue bubble font word, joy. What joy awaits, that Jesus says there in verse 36. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester. So Em, are you going to provide the secret sauce for happiness today? Is that the MO? Is this about mobilising us with a joy carrot? Well, no, and yes, and probably not the way you think. So firstly, what is joy? What is happiness? And I'm going to use those two words interchangeably just for the next couple of minutes because the Word of God does the same as well. And yes, there is lots of nuances between them and there's indeed differences, but we don't have time to go into that today. Now, when it comes to pop culture, when it comes to our current world, they would describe happiness as a buoyant, enthusiastic feeling, often that makes us want to dance or clap like we're a room without a roof. Thanks, Farrell, for that bizarre earworm. Happiness or joy is the ultimate. It's the pinnacle of feeling expression. And we hear that no less exemplified when you ask parents, well, what do you want for your children? And they say, the primary aim for my child is I just want them to be happy. Or us in conversation, if we're trying to figure out what's our next step in life, or if we're trying to measure up life choices or working out what to do, the marker of our life movement is often, is this going to make me happy? Because, friends, when it comes to Western cultural society, happiness is the pinnacle. We're happy obsessed, addicted even. And there's a huge amount of classes and podcasts and books. In fact, Dr. Santos at Yale University, no less, teaches an entire class on happiness. And it's full of all these life hacks and brain tricks that basically says if you do all of these things, then you can have the happiness hack. In other words, we can produce happiness in ourselves and for ourselves. So about that, Jesus here in these few passages, few verses of scripture, basically says we can be hungry for dinner, We cannot even be thinking about ourselves. But if we are participating in God's primary calling, His primary will and His primary plan that is pointing people to the good news, joy awaits. Jesus here is teaching the disciples, linking the good news, be it the seed sowing part, the sharing part, the harvesting part, and everything in between. He is linking that good news posture is a joy-bringing, joy-awaiting, joy-bearing experience. So when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to biblical joy and happiness, this has an entirely different shape to the way that the world sees it. And you see, the ancient Greeks got this. We've just lost it along the way. Ancient Greeks tied happiness to a virtue. They recognized that happiness was a being, an operating way of life. Eudaimonia was the term that they gave for this full, holistic, flourishing blessedness. And this eudaimonia also had an eternal and a spiritual shape. And many philosophers of the time connected that to God, that there was a satisfaction in the soul that was linked to eudaimonia. So this whole idea and notion in ancient times was far more than just a fleeting feeling or a momentary experience. Eudaimonia here was rich and full and deep and eternal, and it was about living and being and doing. And St. Augustine, in his well-known work, Confession, says, "God, you are the happiness that everyone desires, the only happiness." So back to the passage, friends. Jesus here is clear. He is saying when we pursue God, seek God and the things God loves and the humans God loves for God's sake, then we know happiness. Then joy awaits. And this extends far beyond a feeling. This is a posture. It's a way of living. It's a way of being. In other words, friends, catch this. We don't get happiness by aiming at it. We don't get happiness or joy by brain hacking it, self-caring it, manifesting it, making it. We get to experience joy and happiness by pursuing God and what God loves and His commitment, and that is people. So joy or happiness is formed and originated and fashioned in God and the heart and commitments of God. It's not formed, friends, in ourselves. And that joy and happiness is expressed when it's directed outside ourselves. But what about the joy awaits bit? Well, here as I finish. There's another delicious layer here, right, to this what joy awaits. Joy here, Jesus tells us, has both a now and a then quality. Because like you've heard me talk about with hope, full, perfect joy can only be fully experienced as we wait for it in eternity. Heaven will be the fullness of perfect joy. Heaven will be the fullness of perfect happiness because heaven is void of pain and sorrow. We can only have that full, perfect sense of well-being, of blessedness, of flourishing when we're fully alive in Jesus in eternity. But as we participate in the things of God alongside the heart of God, as we pursue and commit to the will of God, the good news, that is people seeing Jesus and loving Jesus, as we do what God wants us to do, sowing, watering, tending, planting, harvesting, we get to foretaste heaven. We get to experience morsels, entrees of joy on the way to fulfilling God's primary purpose. So to recap, friends, joy. Joy has a spiritual origin, an eternal posture. It has a richness and a depth and a thickness that goes well beyond a momentary bubbling feeling that feels as fickle as a spider web and as intangible as a cloud. God's joy, biblical joy, eschatological joy, heavenly joy is wide and deep and rich and others focused and therefore is the best joy of all. And so, friends, that's what this season is all about. Go Beyond is our collective, eternal, participatory, God's heart and purpose joy experience. That's what joy awaits. What joy awaits those who plant the seed, that is, have a passing conversation with a school mum in the car park. What joy awaits those who water the seed, that is, feel prompted to send a text message to that same person after catching a glimpse of them across the room. What joy awaits those who witness that seed germinate after they meet that person at a social event and walk away thinking, wow, that was a God conversation. What joy awaits those who see that sapling grow into a small tree after they stand at Wednesday night gather and pray with someone in this room for that person as they've been praying for them for 6 years. What joy awaits those who see that tree flourish into a large tree as your Go Beyond giving supports what we do in high school where that person's son goes to. What joy awaits those that harvest the tree as they sit across from them at a kitchen table holding their hand and having a conversation that nearly didn't happen on that ordinary Thursday because they had too many things to do. But there in that moment, they get to witness and participate them opening their heart to Jesus. That, friends, is what joy awaits. That, friends, is who we are. That is who we are as a church community. It is who we have always been, and it's who we will continue to be. Those who together sow, water, watch, go, give, pray, supernatural seed to reap an eternal harvest. This is our joy-bringing, joy-bearing, sacred, beautiful, holy work. Amen.
Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is faith commitment time. And to those who have given sacrificially through the years, thank you. Thank you. It is something special that we are called to. And by special, I mean difficult, challenging. Ouchie. Sometimes we want to squeal like that. Is that what you really said, Lord? But eternal value, right? What joy awaits. And so it's time, once again, church, for us to push past $400,000 worth of giving so we can push go on everything we feel God has called us to as a church community. And St. Augustine is getting a bit of a workout. Did you pinch that idea from me, babe? I have a quote also from him, some 1,600 years old. And so engage this part of your brain to hear this prayer in slightly different language to how we speak today, but Lord, let it resonate for us. O Lord, our Saviour, you have warned us that you will require much of those to whom much is given. Grant that we, whose lot is cast in so goodly a heritage, may strive together more abundantly to extend to others what we so richly enjoy. And as we have entered into the labours of other people, so too labour, that in their turn other people may enter into our labours to the fulfilment of your holy will. Amen. And our giving is a part of how we labour. As we've heard, sowing supernatural seed for a harvest of souls. What joy awaits. Let me give a few key details as we come to this moment in our service for those who are newer with us, or to remind us all a little how this works. Beyond is our local, regional, and global missions efforts. It's a part of our intentional response to live alive in the Great Commission. It's not the only way to do missions. It's not the only way to live in the Great Commission, but it's a key part to our way. This is like our family culture being outworked. And as a church, we have a mandate to be an apostolic sending hub. And this has been a grace and a call upon our church for nearly 50 years. And so each generation will hold true to that call. And as you've heard, we talk about beyond having three components: pray, give, go. Pray, give, go. And all through the year, we have the opportunity to pray and to go. And so that is outworked according to our season, our gifts, our time availability, our passions, etc. And then once a year, this time of year, we set ourselves to make a financial commitment above and beyond our tithe, and that will be how much we give to missions over the next 12 months. Now, to do this, we have a beautiful combination of good stewardship, of generosity, and faith. So we look at our budget. We think about our family household budget, our income, our expenditure. We think, we discuss, we seek God, and we question, God, what does a faith stretch look like for me in this season? What does a point of sacrifice look like for me? And then we set ourselves and set an amount for the next 12 months. Now, it is really important that when we come to faith commitment, that this is a heart response to the call of God. That there is no sense of being moved by emotion. There is no sense of coercion. There's no attempt to somehow earn God's favor. But ultimately, our giving is worship. Let it be worship to Him. Now, on our Beyond page on our website, there is a frequently asked questions section. So you can go ahead and click on that. Again, if you're newer with us and you're like, I've got these additional questions, then feel free to grab any of our team or jump there on the website. And that answers questions around privacy and how the money is used and other practicalities, etc. Can I also just give a super quick shout out that if you are newer to faith in Christ, or you feel like you need to take steps of growth in this whole area of stewarding finances and generosity and giving, then this book by John Pearson, and I think 200 to 300 copies of this we've already sold here at church. But if you've missed out on this, this is such an incredible resource to help us understand what it is to have a balanced biblical approach to finances today. So we have those out on the info stand there next to the whole stand out there. The Next Steps box that you can grab one of these for $10. And so we'll cover 10, you invest 10, and then you can grab a hold of that book. And that can just help you as you take steps in this area if that's what you need right now. Can I ask you to take a hold of the faith commitment card? So just go ahead, grab that out of the booklet you have there. And the card, and there is a area on the bottom of that that's perforated that you can fill out, and many of you know the drill. And I can tell you that from our all-in team night on Wednesday night, our faith commitment total so far, and there are still many leaders who are thinking and processing in the next 2 weeks will give their faith commitment, but so far we have 33 faith commitment cards totaling $112,000. That is a very solid start. We are on our way. We're on our way. But now it's our turn to play our part. And so whether faith commitment for you looks like hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands, we're each called to play our part here and now. And so there are two ways you can do your faith commitment. Again, you can tear off that bottom section. And yeah, thanks, Corey. We'll bring the container over now. And actually, if the band can come and join us too, that'd be great. And so before you get itchy, we're going to be finishing with worship and a faith commitment moment. And so That's going to be happening in a little while. And so probably 11:05 will be finished up this morning. And so two main ways. So you can give the little bottom section here of the faith commitment card, or you can scan the QR code and do that online if you would prefer to do it that way. And then there are two key offering moments this morning and next Sunday morning as well. And so while we worship, we're going to sing a couple of songs together to worship the King. This is your time as, again, many of you have done many times before. You can, if you need to, have a chat to your spouse while this moment is happening. You can just open your heart to the Lord, or maybe you've come and you already know what you're going to fill out on this card. And then when you're ready, while we're worshiping, you can go ahead and fill out the card. If it's your first card, then make sure you just circle, cross out number one. If you put a card in on Wednesday night and this one is going to supersede that one with a different amount, then make sure you do second card and this will supersede that one that you have done. And if you've already completed your faith commitment Wednesday and you're sorted, or you're not ready to do it yet today, or you're a guest and you're just visiting with us, then while the band leads us, you just go ahead and just worship in song where you are. And you can watch others moving who are also worshiping with their giving, and let it just be this beautiful, multifaceted moment of worship.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.